Hey, Mike. Did you have any trouble getting on?
I had no trouble.
Okay. I think we had another meeting going on in the background that was running a little bit late. So I will check in with the team on that. Michael Uzi.
Great morning.
Great morning. Phenomenal morning. Yay.
A BTE morning.
BTP?
BTE.
Better than ever.
That's it, baby.
All right. Morning, Jim.
Morning.
All right. Bob All, and all is all means, and that's all means.
Almost.
All means all, and that's all means. That's how that goes.
Just depends on which day it is.
I'm telling you. Mike Hove, ever sold. Morning, Jim.
Morning.
All right. So I have a ton to share today, so we need to get going. Let's see. Okay. So there's some people I can't see. I want to see you. Sherry Perry, Barbara Bullock. Let's see. And then I got somebody calling in on a phone, and I don't see. There's Peter. Hey, Peter. Good morning. Hey, Sherry.
Morning.
Morning. Okay. I got a lot to share with you guys, but first I want to hear from you. And let's see. So let me go ahead and get this PowerPoint up here. And icebreaker question today is, what action did you take on your phenomenal email marketing this past week? And I'm going to start with Jim Yount.
Jim, I haven't,
yeah, what,
didn't have a lot of time to work on it this week. I'm finishing up a state audit on sales and use tax compliance, and two annual audits on my insurance policies. So that's where my attention has been. I do have a meeting with a web developer scheduled for tomorrow morning, and I'm working to get a second meeting set up with a different web developer. So I have a couple of competing proposals, starting off with a redesign of our website so that we are more efficiently gathering email addresses.
Nice, perfect. Okay, great. By the way, I want to make clear to everybody, I try to remind you guys of this each week. This may or may not be on your, phenomenal four right now. However, it is important. It may not be urgent, but it is important. And the reason it's important is because this is the hidden income, the hidden profits in most companies, because most companies aren't doing this and they aren't doing it well. So if it's not in your phenomenal four right now, just make sure to really just file away, everything that you need to do in a place that when you're ready to add this project. One of the things that I do is I got a project I'm about to work on. And so I stack up all my resources, right? I just put them all in a pile because I know that I'm going to be adding that project. I'm going to add that project, then I get all my stuff out. I block out my time to work on that and get to work on it. So just to make that clear that I'm not trying to change your priorities, but we do want to file this somewhere so that we're ready to go when the time comes. Peter, what action did you take towards your phenomenal email marketing this week?
We sent out one newsletter last week, last Thursday, and then we have one scheduled to go out tomorrow. And I'm still working on my opt-in on the website. That's okay. Not done yet.
Was this your first email newsletter ever?
No, we sent, I think, four. We've sent about four out, but we haven't been consistent. So it's okay. Been a while. There was not good planning.
Okay.
So it was more reacting.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Next week, when we look at stats, I'd be curious to see, you know, what your stats were on that. Mr. Bob All.
My story sounds a lot like yours. I'm making another one of those stacks, but it's been a, so far it's a very organized stack.
Good.
And we are preparing to implement, and we're trying to get all our stuff together in order to do that. And we're wanting to start off very basic with emails to our existing customers and get consistent with that. So I think we're making progress, moving in the right direction. It's just that, it's, like you said, you got so many other projects, it's not in the top four at the moment.
Right, right. That's right, and that's fine. So we still want to take in the information so that, you know, and the thing is, you may be able to delegate that project, or you may find yourself, hey, I got a little extra time, I'm going to take one step toward that project. So,
well, you met Brittany. So Brittany last week has moved to Jacksonville, 2 hours away from us right now. So that's part of it. So she's going to be looking at the replays on this in order to catch up. And I'm hoping it works out to where she can do this on a part-time basis.
Excellent. 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 Okay, Jim, what action did you take this week?
We looked at Infusionsoft and decided to stick with Constant Contact for now to keep it simple, get our email rolling, and we can look at Infusionsoft once we get the polish on our email marketing. And I'm about 20% of the way through my customer list, cleaning out old contacts that I know don't work there anymore, so that we can upload that to Constant Contact.
Okay,
perfect. Barb and I met a little bit on strategy and some ideas.
Perfect. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, perfect. Sherry Perry.
Hey, so I'm going to just stand in for Carrie. Carrie is having a little technical difficulty in our new webinar room, so we're very excited about that. She'll be back on in just a second. But I do know that she has scheduled an hour with me. We've already met for an hour going over all the changes that she's been making, and she's a grizzly bear when it comes to peeling back what's happening, finding out how many touches we currently have. She met with our sales manager to make sure that she was on the same page. So whatever you guys are doing, she's doing a great job, and I'm impressed. And I'm just here to literally be aware of and not abdicate the process. So I am really working on not just saying you do it and going somewhere else. So that's why I'm here.
Man, I have a phenomenal life. Every day I get to talk to Inner Circle members. One that I talked to yesterday was talking about how a year ago at this time he was like pulling out of his line of credit, and he's got like and now a year later he's got like $150,000 in the bank, crushing it, just like record sales. His whole life, personal life, has changed. I mean, what a blessed man I am, you know. And Sherry, you're such a big part of this. I just want to thank you again for that.
Thank you for that, Sherry.
Michael Killen, who's killing it.
So my goal was to learn how to manage contacts. And so I did that. I accomplished that. I have a really good grasp on how to manage my contacts. So I segmented some lists, and I learned how to work the tags as well. I also have – we've been working on a Poly Furniture Buyer's Guide, and that is just about totally finished. That'll be a really nice lead magnet for us.
Yeah.
And I have two draft emails ready to send out any day. I just wanted to figure out which lists to go to and some finishing touches. So there's been a lot of action going on regarding this.
Rock on. And here's a guy who sells a lot online too. It's pretty cool. Mr. Michael LeBlanc.
I'm still segmenting my list, and I was out due to a conference, a fiber protective conference last week. I was gone from Wednesday to Saturday, though in the process, I still was able to get a little bit of my list partially segmented and working on getting the things lined up, the things to test and strategies for my opt-in.
Beautiful. Great. Awesome. Okay, let's see. I can't really tell who this is, but I see a fan. And I see some, hold on. Oh, that's Michael. That's what I thought. Okay, Michael. Okay. So what action did you take towards your phenomenal email marketing this past week?
So, sorry, what we did this week isn't a whole lot. Sherry got approved for the new building, so she's been really focusing on that because we're getting another location. And then for some reason this week, I've been pretty much in the firefighter type role because it's just been crazy. But when it comes to email marketing, really all that we've mainly done is started segmenting the list. We still haven't bought Infusionsoft though, but figuring out how we're categorizing everyone for the email marketing. And then pretty much I talked with Sherry about what kind of things we would send out that we think would provide value to our customers and things like that. But other than that, not a lot of implementation because this week has just been crazy.
No problem. We're making progress and we're inching along. No problem at all. Stuart.
Morning. Well, we're working with Vertifor and getting them, it's almost like we asked them a question that they had never heard before, which I find remarkable.
You asked who?
Well, our agency management system is Vertifor.
Okay.
And we've approached them on how to migrate all of our emails, which are in our management system, into Infusionsoft. So we're working behind the scenes to see how they can help us accomplish that.
All right, let me just ask them this question. How do I export into a CSV file?
Okay.
Or even Excel that you could then convert into a CSV file.
All right.
Yeah. And if you want to use one of your coaching sessions to meet with Victoria or Santi to do, they'll do that with you, then we can do that.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Carrie. You got a new webinar room?
We do, kind of. We need a little bit of decorations behind me, but the sound in here is amazing.
Woo!
Super exciting. Looks like Sherry already shared kind of some of the stuff that we worked on last week. I am excited. I've taken my role very seriously. Lots of tasks to do, but I know that we're going to make things rock and roll come year 2019.
Awesome. You know, I'm so happy that this idea, this discovery that most of our members weren't doing this and you guys are getting so much out of it. That's awesome. Okay, anyone who I'm not seeing on video, I see Barbara Bullock out there. Barbara? Okay. All right, I'm going to just assume that she can hear us and see us. Okay, I got a lot of information for you today. A lot. I don't expect you to get everything today. I just want you to get the idea today, okay? So today's subject is how to write emails that get results. So the question is, what results are you looking for? What is your sales goal for the month? What is your sales goal for the year? And take that into account because this is one of the many pieces that are going to help you to get to your sales goal, all right? Now, let me just check one thing here real quick. Just get that where I need it to be. Okay. When it comes to your sales goals, do not rely on your email marketing to solve all your problems. That's one of the traps that you can fall into is sending a Hail Mary email. Now, here's the cool thing. When you need to throw a Hail Mary pass, do it. Right? Like if you're at the 20th of the month, you haven't hit your sales goal, email, this is one of the reasons that email is so amazing is you can, once you build your list, you can get in front of thousands of people just like that, right? And it's the 20th of the month, you haven't reached your sales goal yet this month, you throw out an offer and make it to where they have to buy before the end of the month. And it's simple as that. Now, just use it when you need to because One of the problems with internet marketing and email marketing out there that I see with a lot of these big guys that are just doing affiliate stuff, it just drives me crazy, because everything's right now, everything's today, and you got to have this. And every single day you're getting a different email about something else. It's kind of like, you know, jerking the chain on a dog. After a while, they just like become non-responsive to anything, right? And afraid of everything. So, you know, you're branding your company, you're creating an experience. So consistency is the key, whether that's weekly. Now, we're a little more aggressive. Like at Phenomenal Products, I do 3 times a week. At our service company, we started every 30 days way back in the day. Then we went to every 2 weeks. Then we went to every 10 days. Then we went to every week. Now we're twice a week. Now, next week, I'm going to show you how to look at your stats. I don't worry about opt-outs. I don't worry about any of that. If you're getting a lot of negative feedback, a lot of negative feedback. Anytime you send emails, you're going to get crazy people, especially if you're doing internet marketing or you're out there in the public eye in a big way. You should see some of the stuff that Ziegler gets back. I mean, people who are needing hope and encouragement, there's some nutty people out there. You know, you can't worry about that, and you can't abandon your strategy because of that. You're going to get some of that. You're going to get people who are having a bad day, and, you know, they opt out, or, you know, maybe reply like, hey, I'm getting too many emails or whatever. You got to look at the whole picture, but consistency is the key. Remember the 3 E's of experience: engagement, education, entertainment. I don't have time to reteach that right now, but that's part of the curriculum at Phenomenal Products. And the thing is, you know, we have all these little pieces of it. I'm going to show you another very common piece of Inner Circle that folds into this. So all of these elements work together to create the results. I just got a text from a big client who was losing a ton of money last year, and we've been working with them, and he just sent me a text just now of how grateful he is. Messes with me, though. You know, he said, have you seen our bank statements? I was like, no, why? What's wrong? I just look at your P&L. Scott does the other part of it. And he hesitated, and he said, we need a bigger bank. I was like, stop messing with me. I said, do you have a big bank balance? He's like, yeah, it's like $80,000, and we just had payroll. And we're just so grateful for you, you know? I mean, it's like, so the thing is that all of these things work together, but you have to work them, right? And this is just another one of those tools. Email is just another one of those tools, an amazing tool. But all of this training, the 3 E's and our marketing system and all of the concepts work together to create the whole picture. So you just get another piece of the picture. Next question: what problem are you solving? What is their fear? What is their frustration? What is their desire? What are their biggest goals? Who do they want to become? This is part of your marketing plan. If you get the Simple Dimple business plan out and you go through that marketing process, those are some of the questions. And I'll show you something that I taught in the marketing series that I did earlier this year that connects with this. And so all these things, you start connecting the dots, and writing copy and really tapping into people's emotions and getting the results that you want to get is a process, and it's over time you'll get better and better. I mean, I used to be terrible at this, and in fact, I did really dumb things and crazy things that got me a lot of opt-outs and got me a lot of spam complaints and everything. So, you know, you're learning from experience here, right? And I've just seen a lot and experienced a lot. All right, so these are some big questions here that are going to take some time on the beach to sit and think and process those things. Remember, story brand. and remember the fact that people have an external problem, but they, more importantly, they have an internal problem and a philosophical problem that has to do with who they want to become. All right. Now, there are three components of phenomenal copy. Number one, a bold headline. I taught a module on this on the marketing series. So if you or the person that you're working with wants to go back and look at that, it's one of the components in the marketing series of how to write copy. And I do an entire presentation on these three components. So I'm going to touch on them briefly today, but I'm also going to share with you how to take these principles of copywriting and put them in email. Okay, number one, a bold headline. That's your subject line. Your subject line of your email is your headline. All right, we're going to get into that. Number two is emotional body copy. What do I mean by emotional body copy? What I mean is you're going back to those fears. You're going back to those desires. You're going back to the emotion of, you know, what they're feeling right now. What are their desires? What are their fears? What are they not accomplishing? What kind of results do they want? You know, what are their stress points? What's their problem, really? And avoid the technobabble. I had a dish guy here the other day, and my son and my daughter-in-law are living here with us, and so we needed to upgrade all the satellite and everything and get all the TVs, you know, working and stuff like this. And the technician comes in. He's talking about little Joey's and this and that. And I'm like, what's a little Joey? I don't know what a little Joey is. He just assumed that I knew the technical terms of, and he's talking about this thing and that thing. And I'm like, I don't even know what all that is. What I know is that I want my son and my daughter-in-law to be happy with the fact that they can go into their own space and watch television, and that they don't have to take up my television space so I can watch television when I want to. That's all I care about. That's my concern. That's my problem. I don't care if it's a Joey or a Julie or a what you call it, you know, the little thingy, okay? We're going to take this little thingy right here. I don't care if you call it a thingy. That's what it is to me. If they call it a thingy, you call it a thingy, okay? So avoid the techno babble unless you need to teach them terms. If you need to teach them technical terms, tell them what it is, why it's important, and explain it to them. All right. Call to action. What do you want them to do? Every one of your emails. There needs to be a call to action, even if it's a branding email, even if it's just informational, even if you're going like, conservative, right? So I work with an author, and he's very, very successful. And, I mean, they send out an email every 30 days. There's a little blog post, and his only goal is just to keep the message out there, right? So you got to understand, that goes back to your strategy. What is your strategy? Why do you have that strategy? So on and so forth. But he does have a call to action, and it is to read his blog post. So you get clicks over the blog post. Okay. Now, let's talk about number one, a bold headline. All right. Bold headline. That is your subject line. Always think about who you're writing to. Write to them only. This is a copywriting principle. Don't worry about anybody else. In fact, you might even want to disqualify people who are not your target audience. For example, when I get into tagging and we get into segmenting the list, I work with Ziglar a lot. I do all their email marketing right now. And so we're segmenting business owners, and we have a list of business owners that we've segmented. And so when I send something to them, I put a little link in there in case they got on there by accident. If you're not a business owner, click here. And when they click on that link, it untags them and takes them out of that bucket and then sends them over to the Ziglar page. Does that make sense to everybody? Remember this, that 80% of your message is your headline. 80% of your ad is your headline. 80%. Why? Because the importance here is that you want them to open it. If it's an ad, then the headline is going to draw them in. If it's a radio ad, it's going to draw them in. And what is said first is going to determine whether they are going to listen to the rest of the message, or they're going to open that email. Okay. Remember that the only goal is to get them to open that email. What happens after that is very important and has to, by the way, be congruent with the headline. One of the things that I've done in the past erroneously is I used a very good headline, an opening headline that really gets a lot of emails open. But the inside of it wasn't congruent with that headline. And so then you get opt-outs, right? So don't trick people, but you do want to get them to open it. Your headline helps you with branding, right? So when we get into some of these headlines, I want you to think about, okay, how does that brand my company? I'm teaching people, even if they don't open it. If I send out 10,000 emails and I get 10% to open, first of all, that's 1,000 people that are paying attention, okay? Number one. Not bad. If the other 9,000 of those, if I have the right headline, it's conditioning their brain and it's positioning my company and it's branding my company based on the message I put in that headline. Does that make sense? And if it's an offer, hey, they might tell somebody else about that offer. You should call them. They got this offer going on. Okay. Personalizing the headline is can be a good idea, and there's a time I think to use it, not to use it. You don't want to overuse it. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is when people opt in, sometimes they put things like they'll put either just an initial, or they'll put a fake name, or they'll spell it wrong or something like that. Or maybe if your people entered it into the opt-in, they spelled it wrong or whatever. But a first name can get more attention. In fact, the most powerful word in marketing ever is the word you. And the only thing better than the word you is their first name. Okay. Now, something that people don't pay a lot of attention to, but they should, is to keep the email preview in mind. I'll show you an example here in just a second. What the preview is when you open your email browser, you see the headline, but then it gives you a little snippet, a little preview on what's inside. If there's an image and it says, you know, something like click on this image, or, you know, this email is HTML only or whatever, that's costing you big time, and you got to fix that. At my service company, I started doing this stuff when email first started. I mean, it was little text messages. That's all it was. I mean, or little plain text. There was no HTML or whatever. So I've been doing this a long time, and I created a 1 year over the years, you know, every week, you know, an email, and every year we just copied the previous year, just changed the dates, changed the expiration on the offers, and it's been serving us well ever since. Well, since I've been totally out of it, and with Aliki and Scott and some of the others, they've started to tweak some things, and they're making a few mistakes that they're not aware of. So I've let them know about this course, and I've started, as a part of this course, going in and coaching them a little bit and helping them avoid some of these little mistakes that they're making. They're small mistakes, and in that company, it doesn't matter that much because that's very much a reputation company. It's not a direct response company. It's very much a referral-based relationship type company. And again, that goes back to your strategy. So I don't freak out about it. At Phenomenal Products, it's different. I freak out about stuff like that. And it's got to be, you know, it's got to be right. You're still going to make a lot of mistakes. Don't worry about it. Okay. But I'm going to show you an example of the email preview, how it can go wrong here in just a minute. And I'm going to show you some examples from my own inbox of what I clicked on and what I didn't click on. So it'll give you some insight. Okay. So here are some examples of really great ways to start your headlines. All right. How to is always a, if you're at a loss for a headline, every single person on here can create a how to headline, how to avoid being ripped off by credit card companies, how to fix a leak in your pipes, how to get the best quality printing, you know, whatever. Notice this, how to avoid nightmare carpet cleaners, right? So our service company, we're more into oriental rugs and hard surface floors nowadays, more high-end stuff. And we still do half of our business is cleaning fine carpets. Problems in our industry is, man, there's some real nightmare situations out there. All right. Thank you is a great headline. This is a strange one, but it'll get opened, I promise. At Valentine's Day every year, I use this one. I love you. And people open up like, who's this dude talking about? And then I say, I love everybody, so don't be offended. One dude, one year, he replies and says, dude, this is just weird. You know, if you were like a hot chick or something, I mean, I would understand. And I was like, whoa, we're going to have a conversation. I said, well, first of all, I'm a believer in Jesus. Okay, so we're not going to be talking about hot girls and stuff. Let's talk about the love of God here, first of all. That's why I love everybody. So that became kind of a ministry opportunity, you know. Happy birthday. I use that one a lot. You'll see how that one even worked for me or on me. Happy anniversary. So our 34th anniversary will come up for our company. Our wedding anniversary is in July. So you can use any of those occasions. July 4th, we send out a happy birthday email, and then it says, happy birthday to the U.S. of A. And then, you know, they think it's their birthday. And we also, at one time, something that I'm got to reconnect over there at my service company. See, success can do funny things to you. We have a record month every month, seems like, over there. And so it's like, you know, you don't have to do all the little. But, hey, what if you did? I mean, imagine the profit, you know, you would have. And so I almost treat that company like a client company now, you know. And so happy anniversary. November 2nd of this year, we'll have an email that will go out and say, first name, happy anniversary. Not my anniversary. I'm not even married. What are they talking about? Oh, open it. Oh, okay. They've been in business 34 years, and they're giving me some special gift because of that. Cool. All right. Free works. New works. Why? Why you have this problem. Save money today. And today creates a real sense of urgency, as you'll see in our call to action here in just a minute. Okay. So here's a company right here, Persona Medical Spa. I will never unsubscribe from them. I don't care what they send me. I will never unsubscribe. Why? Because it's one of my favorite places. This is where I go to get a massage. On Friday, I'm going to take Denise there, and she's going to get a facial. I'm going to get a massage. We're going to be pre-celebrating her birthday because her birthday is next week on the 10th, and I'm going to be at a conference. And, you know, I'll be at our Inner Circle conference but hey, they send me a happy birthday, Howard. Look at that. They even put my first name in there. And by the way, that's simply a merge, right? So you just put first name in brackets and it'll pull up whatever name is in their email program. So look at all these other ones that I didn't open. Just because I didn't open them, does that mean I didn't see them? No, I saw them. But I don't need no cool sculpting. I don't need to go down there and sip champagne. I don't need a champagne conversation. That says specials. I might click on it. But look at the previews. Look at the previews. You see that? They need to fix that. You see that? There's something in their settings right there that in the preview, it's showing up right there. Now, this one's good. Friends at Persona, wish you a very happy birthday. We hope that you have. Now, I might upgrade that, and I might say something like, here's your gift, right? I might say happy, even put it in the actual subject line, headline, happy birthday, Howard, here's your gift, dot, dot, dot. That's going to get open. And guess what? They did give me a gift. It was $25, and I was able to take that off of my last visit. I don't need fun facts. I'm busy. I'm a high D. Did I unsubscribe? No. Did they continue to remind me that they're there? Yes. And then I had an appointment. That was back on my birthday. So see, they sent me a special on my birthday, and I booked on my birthday. It works. Okay, go like this if you understand what I'm saying right now. Okay, everybody's just sitting there like this. I want to make sure we're connecting. Everybody nod your head like this for me. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Here's one from our cleaning company, how to care for your Oriental and area rugs. Does anybody know how to do that? No, they don't. They have no clue how to do that. Yeah, I need to know that. When they open that, what does that tell me?
They have a rug.
Yes. What else does it tell me?
Might need cleaning.
It tells me that they care about taking care of it. So everybody that opens that email, we'll get to this later on. I'm trying to take you step by step. But if I worked there, here's what I would do. And I'm working on this. We have a new marketing manager over there right now. His name is Eddie, and Denise is doing all the referral marketing. So I'm mentoring them on this right now. So Eddie, here's what I would do. We have Infusionsoft, okay? So when everybody who opens something about Oriental Rugs, you're going to tag them Oriental Rug Interest. And everybody who opens this particular email is going to go into a campaign that starts communicating with them about that, all right? And I'm going to show you how you can dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I went in and looked at their stats today, and I shared this with them. I went in and looked at one of their reports. We'll look at reports next week. And I showed them how you can go look at specific people that click through. And so there were, I think, 30-something clicks or something like that. And most of them were for a particular item. This is 30-something people. Okay, you need to have somebody in your office go through and search each one of those people and see if they've done business with us since they in the past, few months, and have they gotten that service? If not, you pick up the phone and call them. That's where the money is at, right there. And then one of them was a very high-level referral source that we just started calling on. Guys, you need to give them a call. Hey, I see you're poking around our website. How can I, is there some information I can help you with? Make sense? Okay. Brenda Jones was talking about how last week she got an email from Infusionsoft that said having some images, not too many images, in your email is very helpful. One of the images we always use is this one right here. And the reason is we have a bunch of these rolling around town. That's our rolling billboard. And even though our logo is recognizable, the truck is what you know, goes into people's brain. So every time they see that truck and they're cleaned and washed every single day, they always look amazing. And we always upgrade them before they get beat up. And that's just part of our image. We probably have too many images in some of these emails that we're doing. We've got too much information. So I'm going to be mentoring them on this. But so we're seeing that, you know, this is not a very strong headline. Okay. We've got some good education here. It gets them thinking about rugs, and then there's a call to action. Okay. But it could be much stronger. So let's talk about that. The second thing is emotional body copy. So you have a strong headline. Second thing is emotional body copy. Third thing is call to action. And this past Tuesday, in my book, The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, anytime you study my sales process, I teach you these seven steps, because these seven steps work in sales. And everything that I write, I'm writing a chapter for Zig Ziglar's book, Top Performance, the new edition of it. I'm going to have a chapter in that book, Top Performance for Small Business Owners. And guess what I do? Every presentation I do, every article that I write, every book that I write, every chapter that I write is going to follow these seven steps. The step one is build rapport. Okay, that's connecting with, you know, where they are right now, or just, you know, I taught this on Tuesday, but it's we have something in common. I understand where you are. I understand who you are. Okay. I'll show you some examples in a minute. Step two is connect with their emotional state. And I want to remind you of something that I shared with you in the marketing series that is very important. Something I learned way back in the 90s. This book is an old book, and it was really about direct mail copy, but you know, this works for anything. And when it comes to connecting with their emotional state, what is the overarching emotion of your target market? And there are four great motivators, according to Herschel Gordon Lewis. One is fear. Usually the fear of loss is better than the potential for gain. But if you want to talk about gain, exclusivity is the second one. Persona de spa in many ways is about exclusivity, you know, facial and this. There's a lot of health benefits to that too, but it's, you know, you can go a lot of different places to get a massage or a facial or whatever, and persona is like high end. Third is guilt. You know, do you feel bad about not having the right insurance? Do you feel bad about not taking care of your stuff? And then greed is just a human condition, unfortunately, that is just a reality, and we have to face reality. The fact is, people want to get something for nothing, even though they know that you can't get something for nothing. It's just what people say and believe, and what they actually do, what they say they believe, and what they actually do are many times two different things. Okay, so let's talk about fear first. Fear of what? Not being treated right, or worse, being taken advantage of, getting the wrong information, being stood up, not getting what was paid for, not getting a good job, not getting the best job, all right? What about exclusivity? That would be Lexus. This car right here, when I checked the pricing on this car many years ago, I don't know what it would be now, but it was like $110,000 back then. I was like, ooh, I want that car, but I ain't spending that kind of money because I'm debt-free now. It's like, it's different when you finance something. Hey, it's only $1,000 a month, or you got to stroke a check for $100,000, you know, big difference. Starbucks, it's about the experience, exclusivity. Ritz-Carlton, exclusivity. See, the thing is that people want to feel special. They want to make themselves feel special. They want to go down to Persona Medical Spa to feel special and get pampered. For me, I go there and get a massage because I'm on so many airplanes and rental cars and things like that, and crouched over my computer all the time. I go there for a different reason, but it's kind of a status symbol, right? When you're holding a big venti cappuccino that you probably paid, you know, $12 for, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're either cool or stupid, you know, depending on who's you know, making the judgment, you know. So exclusivity is kind of a weird thing. Guilt, they haven't taken care of their investment, they're leaving their family exposed. So what is the emotion? What is the overarching emotion? Hey, none of that on a live recorded webcast.
You're on. Dean. They can hear you.
Hey, Dean, you got to promise that, yay, Cancun, baby, Cancun. By the way, folks, we're going to Cancun with Dr. Robert Rome. This is exclusivity, okay? Small group of people with Dr. Rome and myself, Sherry Perry and Dean Perry, and you know, we're hanging out on the beach and we're going to learn how to grow our business, and it's going to be amazing, okay? So if you'd like to go to Cancun with us, December 8th through 15th, then we would love to have you, okay? All right. Greed. This is why free work, savings, special offer, free trial offer, and those kinds of things. Tap into the emotion. Connect with their emotional state. Number three is build credibility. You do that by sharing alluding to your reputation, testimonials, those kinds of things. Okay. Identify the problem. Outline the solution, share the investment, which the investment might just be something free. But one of the things that I learned a long time ago is that even if something's free, you have to market it as aggressively as something for sale, because they do have to invest time. And sometimes people's time is worth more than money. And then overcoming objections. Okay. All right. Let me give you an example. And I just need to check something real quick. Hang on just a second. Okay. We're good. Okay. All right. Let me give you an example. Oh, I see Barbara. I see the chat from Barbara. And, she's with Jim. Okay, good. Okay. Hang on just a second. Okay, let me give an example. So I would, for example, I could take that example of rug cleaning that we just did just a second ago, and I could say they open the email, how to care for your area rugs. I could say if you have oriental or area rugs in your home, that's build rapport. Okay, I'm connecting that you have rugs. It's not like, you know, we have all this in common, but I'm recognizing that you do, and I'm reaching out to you. Yeah, that's me. I have oriental rugs in my home, area rugs in my home. Don't trust just anyone with your valuable investment. I can say, here's what happens if you choose the right wrong company, and then build credibility. When you choose us, you're going to get the most reputable, experienced company, da-da-da-da-da, okay? And then identify the problem. A rug should be cared for in a very specific way, at least once a year with this system. We talk about our system a little bit. And so if you have the following issues, give them a few problem examples that's caused external problem, that's causing frustration, internal problem, that that creates a situation for you that shouldn't be there, a philosophical problem. You should have a beautiful home. You've invested heavily in your furnishing, so you know it's only right that you should have a beautiful home, okay? Outline solution, our 12-step full immersion system. Share the investment. In this case, it might be called today, and we could say, hey, we have a special offer that expires in 10 days. I could have them, that's our call to action. I could have them call us. I could have them click here and we'll call you. I could have them download a free report and then we could see who does that. We could call them. Or we could say, I don't like to give pricing over email, but we do have a special offer. We could say we have a special offer, 20% off for the next 10 days, you know, call today. Make sense? Okay. Now, another example, again, I'm just using Phenomenal Products as an example so that you can then, I'm just showing you how you can take these seven things and plug your message in there. Okay. Build rapport. If you're a small business owner, if you're like me, if you're like most small business owners, do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money or was it really to be your own boss, chart your own course, have a little more free time? Hey, I know how you, but you know, the brutal reality is you feel like a slave to the business, da 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 da. I know how you feel. I felt that way, but I learned some secrets that changed everything, and now my business is predictable, profitable, turkey, and I've helped people across the world do the same. The problem. If you're not making enough profit, if you can't get your people to do what you want them to do, you don't have enough free time, then hey, step one is get my home study course. It might be a free webinar. It might be a free book. And then I can share the investment. In my home study course, hey, it's only $5.97. Here's what you get, da-da-da-da-da. Not convinced yet, 100% money back guarantee. Just one job, just one referral will take care of it. Testimonials are a great way to build credibility and to overcome objections, all right? Just as an example. So let me give you an example with Ellen, something that we have going on right now. How to properly pay your people. Hey, Howard, how can you compensate and reward your team in a way that really makes sense to you and them? The holidays will be here soon, and you're looking down the barrel of the dreaded holiday bonus. Have you struggled with what to do to celebrate your team at year end? Ellen wrote this. Well, you may muddle through this year. You might not meet the expectations of everyone or anyone. And as you hand out checks or jelly of the month coupons, one client told me that he handed out $30,000 worth of checks and only one of his team members said thanks. Ouch. Is that emotion right there? Is she connecting with the emotional state of a business owner? Let me ask a better question. How many of you have faced that in the past? Yeah. You feel obligated. You feel like, oh, I need to do something for my employee. And they don't even respond. I mean, they don't even say thank you. All right, so I got these out of whack a little bit. Okay, so problem is you got a compensation problem. The solution is a free webcast with top business consultant, Ellen Rohr, and it's happening today. So you can register at no charge here to watch the free webcast. What are you going to learn? So the investment is here, overcoming the objection here. Well, I don't have enough time. She's going to lay out the philosophy and structure, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And by the way, overcoming objections again, if you cannot attend, go ahead and register and you'll get the replay, okay? And then there's a sign-off. A signature and a picture makes it personal. And again, this is, you know, more credibility when you have your your email signature there with your credibility. Okay?
All right, I don't think the slide you have up is the one you're talking about.
Really?
You got exclusivity that's showing up on my screen.
Oh, Lord. We're way back there. I unplugged one of my monitors. Okay. So the four motivators are fear, exclusivity, guilt, greed, and then my seven-step sales system, kind of just sharing with you guys how this works in email marketing.
It looks like you may have your screen share paused. Is that possible? Oh, well, now it's just all of us, so that's good.
Yeah, I just stopped the share so I could try it again.
There we go.
Is that good?
Well, you're on the example page now. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the great motivators, fear, exclusivity, guilt, greed, my seven-step sales system that I use as a guide, as a framework, as a structure to write everything that I write. The example is area rugs, how to care for your area rugs. Building rapport if you have area rugs in your home. Connecting with their emotional state. Don't trust just anyone with your valuable investment. Building credibility, get the most reputable, experienced company. Identify problems. Rugs should be cared for in a specific way at least once a year with this specific system. If you have the following issues, then the solution is our 12-step full immersion system. Investment is called today, or it's take advantage of, download this free report, or click here and we'll call you, you know, whatever the case might be. In this case, now if I was on site, the investment would be, okay, I'm gonna actually inspect your rugs and we're gonna give you the investment for it. And then in this case, in an email format, overcoming objection may be a special offer that expires in 10 days, or it may be want to wait another day. It might be that our schedule is really full for the holidays. And so again, just this is a framework. The seven step sales system is a framework for writing your emails. Okay, this is the format that I use. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? Go like this for yes. Yes? Nod the head, yes? Okay, perfect. Okay, understanding these seven things, and I'm telling you, everything I write, I use this framework. Now, sometimes you'll put the emotion up front a little bit. You know, you'll start with that, and then you build rapport, and then you come back to the emotion. So there are some exceptions to this example. But if you're a small business owner, you guys know what my message is there. You've heard it a million times. And then this is the email that we sent out for Ellen. Okay, she wrote this copy, but how to properly compensate your team, right? And she, big time emotion right there. You know, how does somebody feel when they hand out $30,000 worth of checks and they get, you know, just one person says, thanks. Nobody, there's no appreciation, right? Emotion. Okay. And then that's the problem. That's connected with their emotion. That's the problem. And then the solution is get on this free webcast. And then that's the investment. And then your investment is your time. What are you going to learn? Now, Ellen wrote this, so it's not exactly in the order that I probably would have done it. Okay. Now, number three is your call to action. And when you have your call to action, you've got to create a sense of urgency. There's lots of ways to do this. One way is an expiration date, limited number of units. Talk about why it's important to solve the problem now. Maybe they're spending too much money. They're leaving money on the table. Get rid of the pain right now. I was with my chiropractor client who's Inner Circle member. And so when I go do consulting for him, he gives me an adjustment. And I had this shoulder problem. Talk about emotion. He said, man, if you don't take care of that, you're going to end up with frozen shoulder. Can you imagine frozen shoulder? Like, that got my attention. That got me into action, right? And you can get rid of the pain now. Get the gain now. Do you want to wait the rest of your life to, you know, you want to wait till you're 100 to go on that 4-week vacation, or should you do it when you're 50? What do you think, Sherry? Okay, so here's a good example of an email. Okay, so the headline actually creates some urgency to open the headline. Starts tomorrow. How to properly pay your employees. Last Tuesday, I held my latest live webinar, Phenomenal Team Building, A Better Way to Pay, that shows you how da 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 da. This session was such a hit, we've decided to give away the replay at no charge. So this is one of the tactics that we use to get people involved in Inner Circle. When they click that link to get the replay, we get some data from them, okay? And then here's an Inner Circle email. Now, here's one thing I want you to get. I don't really drill down as much with Inner Circle emails as I do with other audiences, because you guys are already family. I don't need to like hit the family hard, like do this. You're in, right? But I want to make sure that we're properly communicating what we're doing. So tomorrow, how to properly compensate your employees. And hey, I'm demonstrating. I've been on every side of this compensation thing. This could probably even be written a little bit better, but you know, you're in a little bit of a hurry when you're doing these kind of things. And I just want to make sure everybody knows what the webcast is going to be about. Again, your strategy. Can it always be better? Always, always, always. But this is another example, a how-to headline, some credibility there. And if I have this problem, I'm going to want to understand how to solve that problem. Okay? Yes or yes?
Yes and yes.
Who has my first question? That was a lot of information, okay. Wasn't it?
I could not unmute myself. I have a question for you, Howard. So I noticed that your emails, the formatting was very, it's very plain. There's not a lot of, you know, you use a certain font. Do you recommend that? I mean, I know that one of the things that I noticed with our stuff, because we do a lot of the, you know, italicized stuff, and that's what our brand and look is. But I did notice when I send it to an Android device that it does strip out the Times New Roman because it doesn't have the Times New Roman installed. So what is your thoughts on that? Do you think that the color or the font matters?
I think it matters a lot. And I follow the example of the biggest internet marketers in the world, and what their formatting looks like is you'll have no more than about three lines in a sentence. Sometimes it's one, and sometimes it's one word, and sometimes a couple words or whatever will be, and you'll see that that's how I do it too, will be bold, and the links are in like light blue. So that's one of the things I need to work harder with my team about, is we still use some regular blue links, but light blue, it's kind of a, you'll see it in some of my emails that you get. And, you know, it's kind of a, not real light blue, but it's kind of a light blue. That's the current trend, no pictures. I know Infusionsoft says, use a picture. Again, I think it depends on your brand too. If Persona sends me all text email, it's not going to probably create the emotion that I'm looking for, right? So they need to use more images. In my service company, we need to use an image or two. We're using too many images right now. But so I think it depends on your brand. It depends on your company. Does that make sense? And I think you just have to test it. I will say this while we're on the subject is if you have an image and you're having them click on something, like if you, let's say your call to action is download this report or whatever, every image that's in that email, put that same link behind that image. So if they accidentally click on the image, if they just click on the image and there's no link, it'll just bring up the picture. I mean, you want to do everything you can to take them out of that email and to wherever it is you're trying to take them. So might as well link the images too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Howard.
You bet.
How do you test an email? How do you make sure, do you send it out to a certain sampling? How do you know that, how do you determine if it's a good email?
Yeah, so we're going to look at testing and tracking next week, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. And I'm going to share with you, and I'll go ahead and tell you right now that you don't judge anything on one email. You judge everything by the whole history, right? And where your audience is, how they came in, and there's a lot of variables there that you got to look at, and that's what we're going to do next week.
Okay.
Peter, the answer is yes. We have a replay page. Are you guys consistently getting the replay page after?
I don't think so.
Okay, hang on for me just a second.
While you're looking that up, I'll just say, if you guys like that information that Howard talked about today on the sales, the replay for the one that just happened on Tuesday should be popping into the inbox. And that was a really good session this last week on the 7-step sales process.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Yeah, we're getting that one. We're getting the one from the Tuesday call, but the from the emails, even from the first one up until now, I have never gotten a replay or nothing like in reference to the question where the gentleman asked.
Okay.
So getting a comma,
can you guys make sure that this is happening, because my group is telling me they are not getting the replays of our weekly group call, period. Thank you very much, exclamation point.
I was just going to say, since Michael LeBlanc is the one who's voiced that, I think we should all go to Louisiana, have Michael make some gumbo, and give him a lot of hugs. I think it's an order. It's a community.
You're welcome. Come on down. You can have it hot, spicy, seafood, or just chicken and sausage, or chicken, sausage, and okra, however you'd love to have it. You let me know.
Or what we could do is Wednesday evening at 4:30, when we finish, we can all go out to the beach and do a group hug in Clearwater, and we can have dinner together, and we can talk about 2019 and what our plan's going to be for 2019. I'm just saying.
And bring a black pot, we can have a bonfire with gumbo there too.
And end up in jail in Clearwater.
Hey, that's on my bucket list. Let's do it.
So that's Wednesday evening?
Well, we're all going to be in Clearwater. Some of us going to be in Clearwater. Our 777 group is going to be meeting on the 10th in Clearwater.
On next Wednesday.
Yeah. But let's let the hotel do the cooking, Chief. Let's just,
That's okay. That's fine. That's all right.
It won't be good, but it'll be food.
Oh, it'll be good.
I don't know.
Okay. Who has my next question? Okay. Sure.
The four great motivators: fear of loss, exclusivity, guilt, greed. In the insurance business, it's always kind of be fear of loss. But you made an interesting comment that maybe it's guilt, in the fact that if I look at it from a life insurance side or disability and protection side, are you protecting your family enough? Are you Are you protecting your business enough?
Yes.
From that loss, yes, but tie that fear of loss into with also guilt there.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And by the way, that's an internal and a philosophical. Everybody should have life insurance. Everybody leaves the building sooner or later. You probably wouldn't put that in the email, but, you know. Not just like that. Okay, next question. Final question. How about if I ask you a question? In 15 seconds or less, what is your next step? Ready, set, go. Who wants to share? Next step.
I can go.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm glad I didn't fire off those two emails I have in queue, because I'm going to apply everything that we just learned today to them and go through this. So.
Go make them better. Cool. Who's next?
I'm going to just finish up and getting this process, and I'm going to use from the book with some of my emails as something short and sweet when I get my database complete, and then even to some of my designers as well.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
I'm going to get our post-conference email out. I say I'm going to, and I see the grin happening on Carrie's face. I am going to write it. And someone smarter than me is going to handle the rest. So I will get it to you today, Carrie.
Yay.
I'll go ahead and go. Okay. So I have about 500 ideas today for today's session, Howard. So thanks for that. So I'm actually going to sit down and go through a lot of these ideas and kind of figure out, you know, where we're at. We do a lot with email. Basically, that's how we send out everything, our proposals, and we're doing an okay job, but I'm actually going to look at what you wrote down or what you shared with us today and make sure that we're touching base on everything. I think that we always can do better, like you said. So that's what I'm going to do this week, is I'm going to get my ideas written down and go through that. So
beautiful. Yeah. You always keep layering it up. Take it to the next level. Awesome. Okay. Who's next?
So I'm going to go through my email newsletter we sent out last week and, look at the engaged emails and print them out and then call them and see, just follow up with all of them.
Beauty, love it, beautiful. Okay, thanks, Peter. Who's next?
I'll go. I'm gonna time block this week and continue my database cleanup and also brainstorm some ideas, start building a list, and then maybe even start writing that first one.
Love it, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, who has not shared yet?
I'll go. I'm going to call Vertifor here just a second and use your language, CSV file or an Excel that we can put into a CSV.
Beauty. Great. Okay, Bob.
I'm playing catch up, so I got to go back and catch up with you guys as to where you are right now so I can. But one of my first things to do is to get my email list pulled together and then figure out how to segment and tag what you're talking about. So,
yeah, that's the first step. And we have a session coming up on segmenting also. And by the way, those of you that are going to be in 777 next week, you're going to have to just do the replay because I'll be upstairs in the hotel room doing this class. And some of you will not be present, which is okay. We'll, you know, we're going to have a great time there. So. Okay, Jim.
I'm going to meet with at least one web developer, hopefully both, and also research to try and determine what's the best vehicle for me to use for email marketing.
Beauty. Okay. Okay. Hey, Jason Nickel, do you want to share what you're going to do this week? I don't know if he can join, so. Okay, so while I'm waiting for Jason inspiration, let me just say this. I can't tell you how many times I have sent mail out and it was delayed for one reason or another. Design, mailing, communication between us and all the people involved. One of the things I love about email marketing is you can decide to send something out right now and you can reach everybody on your list. I get sick to think about what would happen if I didn't have an email list, period. So hopefully that'll depress you enough to inspire you, okay? All right, have a great week, everybody. See you same time, same place next week, okay?
Thank you, Howard.
Okay, thank y'all.
Thanks, Howard.
Hey, Howard?
Yeah.
I'll let you know, Michelle should be getting those books today.
Woo-hoo!
Her house.
Great. Both of them or just the one?
Both of them.
Woo, you are the man. Hey, guys, if you need printing, he's the man right there.
Thank you.
This is backwards, so it's like, anyway, Jim's the man. Thank you, sir. Can't wait to see him.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
You can.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.